To all the mothers out there, I know this year is going to be different. Mother's Day, I know it is here at the church as well. I always look forward to having the mothers come up and line up and give them all a hug on Mother's Day. We don't get to do that this year. But happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Thank you for the awesome job you do. And just expressing that mother's love and being that mother that every child and your child in particular needs. And thank you once again. Today's message is titled A Mother's Contagious Faith. And while it is focused toward mothers, it is not just for mothers. It comes from the Word of God and helps us to realize that we as individuals, as mothers and as fathers and siblings even, have an ability to influence other people by the way we live our lives. And we need to realize individually, each one of us, that we are special. God has done something special for each one of us. And today we recognize mothers as being special. And we're going to focus on that. We realize that mothers of faith, those who have trusted Jesus Christ, have changed the course of history. Down through the history of the Bible, it highlights some of the women who have been faithful to the Lord in their responsibilities as a mother. And there are many women mentioned in the Bible and their relationship to the Lord and their relationship to their children and their family. While some are very well known, others are just mentioned briefly. But we realize it is the fruit of their faith that brings glory and honor to God. And we find that a mother's faith can be contagious. Now, we're kind of scary with that word anymore, that word contagious. But when it talks about our faith spreading, that is something that brings honor and glory to God, to be faithful and to let that spread and into our families, into our homes, into our community. I want to be in 2 Timothy. I want to read a verse here, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. As Paul is writing this second epistle to Timothy. In verse 5, he says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you once again, and we praise you and we thank you for this time that we can gather in your name, that we can come before the throne of God. Thank you, Lord, for the finished and complete work of Jesus Christ, providing for us salvation, hope of eternal life, and comfort from the Spirit of God. And Lord, as we gather here, as we assemble together, separately yet together, as this message goes out to whoever you bring before it, Lord, I pray that your word goes forth and that you are exalted and that you are glorified and that you are magnified. And Lord, that your word would speak to our hearts and strengthen us, and that you would grow us, and that you would guide us, correct us, instruct us, all of the things that we need in our lives as individuals. And Lord, show us through your word the truths of your word, and help us to trust you and to walk by faith. Thank you again, Lord, for your love for us, your patience with us. And may you be exalted and glorified in this message. And thank you, Lord, for our mothers. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. When we look at this passage of Scripture and we think about Lois and Eunice and Timothy, we see a generational faith that continues. So I want us to start with a mother's faith and looking at a mother's faith and her faith may spread to her children. We see Lois mentioned here, the grandmother of Timothy, and Lois obviously had an effect on Eunice. Her faith affected her daughter, and we see that holds true even today. There are many grandmothers out there that are having a great effect on their daughters, on their grandchildren, and even great-grandchildren going on today. We need to realize that influence is extremely important. And we're going to look at that faith of these mothers. Now, mothers of faith in Jesus have that great influence in their children. And they do that by example, or living their faith. You know, we need to live our faith. We need to walk what the Bible says. We need to do what the Bible says. In fact, in James 1:22, the Bible says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only." In other words, don't just hear what the Bible says, but do what the Bible says. And you say, yeah, that's easy to say. Yes, we struggle at times, don't we? It's hard because what the Bible says to do, I've heard people say, yeah, I know, but we need to get past that and ask the Lord's strength, ask for the Lord's guidance so that we are able to do what the Bible says. The Bible is there for our instruction, for our guidance, and we have the Holy Spirit to help us along with that. So we look at the directed word of God. Mothers of faith are then directed by the Word of God. We need to pick up the Word of God. We need to be in the Word of God. We need to be studying the Word of God. We need to be teaching the Word of God. We need to know what the Word of God says before we can do what the Word says. Now, faith, the Bible says, comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It ties together. We must do what the Bible says. So how do I do what I don't know how to do? We're led by the Holy Spirit. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Spirit comes and lives within us. Spirit of God lives within believers. And as such, it is the very God that has given us the Word, that gives us the ability and the understanding of how to live and to walk in the Word. So we see mothers of faith are directed by the Word, and they are led by the Holy Spirit. And again, that does not just apply to mothers, but it applies to all of us. Let me ask you this. How much should you invest in your children's spiritual growth? How much should you invest in your children's spiritual growth? You know, we invest a lot of things in our children and trying to develop them into good members of society, to develop them into someone that can be a benefit to the Lord. How much time do we spend helping them to grow spiritually? How much time do we spend investing, and I believe it is an investment, in them? You know, we'll spend most of our time on what we believe is most important. We'll spend most of our time on what we believe is the most important. And as I look out in the world today, I see people doing that very thing. They do what they feel is the most important. They go to the events that they feel like are the most important. They get their children involved in the things that they feel like are the most important. And so many times, we fail to realize that the things of God and the directives of God are not just part of the social activities that are out there in the world. Raising our children for God, teaching our children for God, to live for God is an eternal thing. What happens in their life is an eternal thing. Whether they won a soccer game or not is not an eternal thing. The place they work for, when they become an adult, is not an eternal thing. But whether or not they spend eternity in hell or in heaven is. What they do for the Lord Jesus Christ is. So how should we invest? We should invest by looking into the future, looking into what the Lord has told us through His Word to invest in. You know, your children will also see what is most important to you. If it's valuable to you, your children will see it. And there's no greater place than in the home for your children to see what is important. You cannot act one way when you come to church and another way in the home. Your children see that. So how do I live for the Lord? You live for the Lord continuously, all the time. I want to encourage you to invest in your children wisely. But my children, you say, are grown and have their own families. We can still invest in our children, helping them, encouraging them in the Word, encouraging them with their children. You say, well, I've made some mistakes as a mother. Maybe you have. I'm sure that most mothers would say, you know, if I could go back and do things different, there's a few things I would do different. I know as a father, I would say the same thing. There are some things that I definitely would go back and do different. But you know, we can't go back and do them different. All we can do is from this point forward, asking the Lord to guide us and to help us and to instruct us with the wisdom or the experiences that we have now that we did not have then. You know, what our children need, what kids need, is a mother that loves Jesus and loves them. Maybe you have messed up. Maybe you've made some bad choices. But what you can do is love the Lord now. Give it to them now. Help them now. Invest in them now. And you do that by spending that time in that walk with the Lord. You know, Christian mothers possess a great opportunity. The opportunity that they get in the power of prayer. We can pray. Mothers are gifted to be able to pray for their children. In fact, James 5:16 reminds us that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. It's important to pray. It's important how we pray. But more importantly is why we pray. Because we believe. We believe that Almighty God has the power to intervene in this person's life. Therefore, we can lift them up in prayer. We see that Christian mothers possess the strength of a sacrificial love, or what the Bible calls agape love, or charity in the King James. 1 Corinthians 13:8 reminds us that charity never fails. Love, true, sacrificial love never fails. It's always there. The kind of love that God has for us, the kind of love that took Jesus to the cross for us, never fails. And that's the kind of love that God wants flowing through us out into our families and into the world. So we find that Christian mothers have the opportunity of living their faith in front of their children. It's important that a mother's faith may spread to her children. But we find that a mother's faith may spread to her grandchildren as well. We find in our text that Eunice was the mother of Timothy. We see the three generations here, Lois and Eunice and Timothy. In Acts 16, verse 1, the Bible says, "Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold," speaking of Paul, "and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed. But his father was a Greek." So we have a little bit of family history here on where Timothy came from, who Timothy is. We see his mother here being described as a Jewess who believed, who had trusted Jesus Christ. So we see the faith of Lois and the faith of Eunice in Timothy's life. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:15, and again Paul talking to Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. Why is it that Timothy was able to know the Scriptures? Because of his mother's and grandmother's faith. Because they trusted the Lord, walked with the Lord, and they taught him, instructed him, guided him in the Word of God. Now, the Bible talks in our text about the unfeigned faith of Lois and Eunice. Now, when we look at that word unfeigned, it has to do with being undisguised or sincere or genuine, nothing phony about it. And we need to realize that that's the kind of faith that we need to have in our lives to influence anyone. It needs to be genuine. It needs to be pure. In fact, the name Timothy means honoring God. So these mothers' influence came down even to the point of naming their children. So how would these two women reach young Timothy? How do we go about reaching out to these children that God puts in our lives? Well, I believe they did so by demonstrating genuine faith in their own lives, by living what the Bible told them, what the Scriptures taught. Again, in James chapter 2, verse 26, it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." What that teaches us is that our faith will produce works. It will produce fruit. It will bear fruit. As we live what we believe, as we believe what the Scripture teaches, and as we act upon that, it bears fruit. And it is seen by others in our family, in our community. And it has an influence. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously and godly in this present world." The Bible instructs us how we should live, the way we should live. Now, we can look out in our world today, and there's a lot of sinfulness going on out there. There's a lot of confusion going on out there. There is a lot of ideas and ideals out there. But what really matters, what really is going to make a difference, is when we focus on what God's Word says, and we focus on allowing that to penetrate into our life and make a difference. Demonstrating our faith in the Lord. We see that these women reached Timothy also by their prayers, by examples, and by teaching. That is still the way we reach children today. I know some are still praying for their children. Maybe your children are adults now. Don't stop praying. God is still able to work and do amazing things. Sometimes we give up on people, but we shouldn't. We know that God is able. It's hard sometimes. But God is able. Trust the Lord. Walk with the Lord. We'll all turn to the Lord. It would be so wonderful if everyone did. But not everyone is going to, as we see in the Word of God. Some will. Planting the seed is important. Helping God's Word to get spread among the world so that everyone has the opportunity is our privilege as believers. But not everyone is going to receive the Word of God. And sometimes that falls on our children. And the influence is there, but it is denied and rejected. Keep praying. Keep praying. Proverbs 22:6 reminds us to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Give them the knowledge that they need to deal with the situations and the choices that they make. Help them. Always be there to pray for them. Sometimes we have to walk away from the sinfulness of our children. Sometimes we have to lift them to the Lord in tears. But the key is to keep lifting them to the Lord. And this is still how we reach those we love for Jesus Christ today, is bringing them before the Lord. You know, God further used these faithful women by sending Paul to them. When we see Paul, and we understand Paul's journeying and his traveling around, and as he comes to know and get to have that this relationship that he has with Timothy, we find that Paul calls him, instructs and teaches this young man and calls him his son. Look at these passages in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. As Paul writes, he says, "Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. "To Timothy, my dearly beloved son." 1 Corinthians 4:17. "For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord." We see Paul's relationship with Timothy and how special that relationship was with Paul and Timothy, and Paul acknowledged it as a father-son relationship, as he calls him my own son in the faith. We find then that a mother's faith may spread as well to future generations. As we find that Timothy becomes Paul's co-worker and companion. Now, again, we have Lois and Eunice and Timothy, and we see the generations there, but God pulled Timothy into a special place. But we have to realize that God, even though Timothy probably didn't realize this, was being prepared by his mother and his grandmother to be able to go out and become the godly man, the godly leader that God wanted to use him to be at that particular time. And Timothy then was part of the foundation of the early church age and a vital part of our spiritual growth in the Word of God, how to deal with others and how to receive others. We see that Paul's letters to Timothy still spread the faith. We pick up the Bible today and we can read about Paul and Timothy. We can see the influence that had in those days, but still has and applies in our time today. You know, Timothy preached and ministered to many areas as he traveled with Paul and was sent into various cities and areas and regions. So God sent him out training under Paul, alongside of Paul, and God used him to reach out into the world. And the teaching of Timothy and the faith and the submission of Timothy are still seen in our lives today through the Word of God. Paul mentions Timothy in 10 of his letters to various churches, and the two that he directly wrote to him, we see the influence that Timothy was in the life of the early church, in the travels and the journeys with Paul, and the fact that Timothy was involved in various areas. And where did all that come from? Again, that come from his relationship. If we go back to our text, the unfeigned faith that was in him due to the unfeigned faith, the genuine faith that was in his mother, due to the genuine faith that was in her mother. Through Timothy's life, Lois and Eunice are still spreading the faith today. A Christian mother is vital, and a Christian mother's faith can be contagious, and it is. I want to encourage you as mothers to let your faith be contagious. Trust the Lord, walk with the Lord, be in the Word of God. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you, but live it for the Lord. Walk your walk, talk your talk for the Lord. As a Christian mother, are you living your faith in such a way to lead your children and your grandchildren? Are you living your faith so that they see it? This lesson applies not only to mothers, though, but to all Christians. And I'll encourage you to take the opportunity to live your life of faith. Live your life of faith in such a way as to bring others also to faith in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you once again for this time that you've given us together. And thank you again for this celebration of Mother's Day and the blessing that they are. May you continue to grow us and to strengthen us in our walk with you, in our faith, through your word, through the Spirit. And let that spread to those around us. And we thank you for that. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.